or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all happening. We're on site with the surrounded under siege Bilderberg group. Multiple members of parliament are making their way down there to go confront the police. Letters have been sent to the police. That report is going up right now in the next 15 minutes from Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. You better believe it'll be on Drudge, because Drudge is on this, the biggest news website in the world. And we're joined by Lucas Ryman, if I'm pronouncing that right, Swiss member of parliament who is there. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thanks to you for the interest in these events.
Yes, sir. This is developing quickly. For our new listeners, please pronounce so we get it right, your full name and exactly why you're there and your concern dealing with Bilderberg.
Yes, I'm here because I do support democracy, I do support freedom of people, and I do not like what they do in the Hotel Suffretta now. I think we want more transparency. The people have a right to know what they do there, what they decide there, who is there, and so I support these guys there.
Incredible. Again, looking you up, you're a prominent member of the parliament, a leader in the Swiss People's Party, one of the, I'm correct in saying, that's one of the leading parties in Switzerland, correct, sir?
Yes, it's the leading party in Switzerland.
Yeah, the leading party. So this is equivalent of the Speaker of the House or something going to confront him. Exactly what is going to happen today, sir? Are you one of the people that is going to go, one of the government leaders, to confront the Bilderberg group?
Yes, we have to confront them with the Bilderberg group. We have to ask them the questions people want to know. And it's important that also politicians try to talk about that.
Amazing, sir. Again, not as well versed as you are. I can't speak Swiss, but you can speak English. Specifically, why are you concerned about Bilderberg, and what do you think of Henry Kissinger reportedly being there, the war criminal?
Yes, I'm very concerned about the Bilderbergs and about their plans for the world, because I do support freedom, I do support democracy of the people, and I do not want that some few people to decide about all the people.
Very well said, sir. And I'm told you're at a people's building, a public building, a very near Bilderberg right now, correct?
Correct.
I'm told that there was another gentleman as well that wrote a letter. Is that member of parliament coming as well? Are other members joining you?
Yes, two other members of the parliament are joining us tonight. It's Firmin Schwander and Dominik Bessig. They are also from the Swiss People Party.
Amazing, sir. We've got writers right now working on this. Again, Dominik wrote the original letter, correct?
Exactly. Yes. He's our hero.
And then who is the other member of parliament, sir?
It's Firmin Schwander. He's the president of the Action for an Independent and Neutral Switzerland.
The president of Neutral Switzerland. Wow. Sir, I'm not even an expert.
The group is 50,000 members from all parties, and they don't want to become a member of the European Union. They do not support IMF, the euro, and all these things.
Sir, we've got to go to break, and we're going back to the full audience. Can you hold with us just a few more minutes, sir?
Of course, yes.
Lucas Ryman, prominent member of Swiss Parliament, and even more prominent members, I mean, right up at the top of the government, are about to arrive. We're going to come back and ask him, when are they going up to the...
Will I have garlic breath? after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Historical broadcast. We're talking to a member of the Swiss Parliament right now, Lukas Reimann. Other members of the Parliament are soon to arrive. This is just incredible, and we're talking about the different party leaders that are arriving who stand against the globalists, the IMF, the World Bank, takeovers of their sovereignty. These prominent members are preparing. They've already delivered the letter through Luke Radowski to then attempt to go to the police that work for them. They've written letters to the police saying Kissinger is a war criminal. He needs to be arrested. They've written letters to the prosecutors. And one of the parliamentary leaders that's about to arrive has said he is going to march up there. Continuing with that, Member of Parliament Reimann, specifically, do you know when you're going to march up to Bilderberg and what Minister Dominic is planning?
I'm very sorry, I couldn't understand you. They were here already talking.
Okay, I understand, sir. Tell us why you guys oppose the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, we oppose the Bilderberg Group because we think in a democracy, people should decide. You know, in Switzerland, people can decide about every decision by a vote. People vote yes or no, and not a few people, the most rich people, the most important people, they can decide about the people. We think it should come from the people. We want freedom for the people and not these Bilderbergs.
Now, before we went to break, you were talking about opposing the IMF World Bank. Can you explain to people what those systems are doing, what the euro is doing, and why the Swiss are standing against it?
Yeah, we did a lot of work in the parliament against the IMF. You know, Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. It's not a member of the euro. We also tried to get out Switzerland of the IMF to stop this system that wants to, it's a slavery of the currencies. And we have to stop that. We want freedom also for the currencies.
What can you tell us about the plans that we've been told of today for the man you called your leader? And please, again, tell us about his position in Swiss government in the parliament, who's coming and who wrote the letter and is planning reportedly to go and march up to the gates of Bilderberg and reportedly demand to be let in.
Yeah, he tried to stop the Bilderberg conference before it began. He wrote to our government, he wrote to the president here from St. Moritz, and he tried to stop the conference. He said a non-democratic, intransparent thing like that should not be here in Switzerland.
And some folks will say, what, free association isn't allowed? These are government ministers. You have laws there against government people meeting with other governments. That's called treason to discuss things outside the purview of the people and make deals. Hillary Clinton has been previously fined for attending Bilderberg under our Logan Act. What is the specific law, because I know Switzerland has one, sir, against government meetings in secret with private interests?
Oh yeah, yes, we have this law, and I think our judges have to use that against the conference.
Now we're able to watch you live here streaming video. Who is that fellow standing next to you? A member of Parliament, Lucas Reimann.
It's Dominic. He's just helping me because my English is not very good. But what I can say is here are some members of the National Parliament in Switzerland, and they do support you. They do support Ron Paul, and they hope it will change a lot in the world in the next year.
Yes, sir. I thought I recognized him. That's the fellow that helped write the original letters to get things going. We interviewed Dominic earlier. Are there any other members of Parliament there yet, or do you know when they're arriving? Do you know when the leader of the pro-Swiss independence, Mr. Dominic, do you know when he's going to arrive?
He will arrive at 8 o'clock here in St. Moritz.
So he's arriving in about 30 minutes?
European time. 30 minutes, yes.
45 minutes or so. Well, this is huge. Obviously, then, we need to let you guys get ready to go do that. And obviously, are you going to march with him and the other member of Parliament up to the gates of the Viper's Nest?
We try our best. I can call him and ask if he could arrive a little bit earlier.
Oh, no, that's fine. We're going to be going into the next hour, sir. So we're going to let you go. But if you have anything else you'd like to add, and then we'll obviously get your phone number, and then we're going to follow you around so that we can have full coverage of what's happening.
Okay. Thank you so much for your work, and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Please give the phone back to Paul Watson. Jaron, talk to Paul. Give him the direction. Thank you. All right. This is unbelievable. This is what real media, real cutting edge, real new network, next generation InfoWar is about. We are watching live video from Switzerland if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The radio listeners are listening to this. This is all happening live time, and I'm the director of this, so I am here on air from Austin, Texas, directing great patriots and media people there in their coverage of what's happening and talking to folks along with the rest of the crew helping in this symphony to bring you this information. Great job to the crew. I am absolutely blown away by the coverage today. I would imagine you are. This is so exciting. You know, I only did this one time on air about 2 years ago because it's such a big deal to my family and your family and everybody else who loves freedom. Anybody that doesn't want to be a slave, the globalists control the oil. They control the carbon. They've designed a carbon-based system. We are a carbon-based planet. And part of the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide, water, oxygen, and sunlight. And if they're able to control and tax any one of those, it's over, total domination. And so here they are controlling the main carbon system, and then they're the same ones that want to restrict it to us through this system. And when it came out with the emails and the premeditated lies and the fact that they know carbon's good and more carbon dioxide's good and that the temperature has actually started dropping overall, they can always show you some micro temperature increases, but I can show you decreases. The point is, I had the guys go get champagne and pop it on air. And I've obviously got a long trip ahead of me and a lot of work to do today, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not a big drinker, but let me tell you, tonight in New York, I'm going to go out to dinner with tomorrow night Gerald Celente, but with Ted Anderson. You better believe, and I don't even like champagne that much, there's going to be a bottle of expensive champagne being drunk because, this is awesome. And we are about to see something that is so off the charts, just absolutely fantastic. I am beside myself right now with glee. The huge dam breaking, just Drudge Report, Newsweek, Time, BBC, London Guardian, hundreds of other papers, Bilderberg, World Government. What are they talking about in there? We've got the moles inside. We've got the intel. We've got live video. And now three prominent, one of them is like, I was looking him up in the last few weeks. I'd read about him years ago. He's bigger than Ron Paul in Switzerland. I mean, the Ron Paul of Switzerland, very high level in the parliament, right up beneath the prime minister, is marching on Bilderberg today. The prime minister came out. It was in Swiss papers. We did screenshots of those, put them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they are getting, those are now up on the site with the headlines that the prime minister says they don't like the meeting happening there. I mean, it is a rebuke. See, with their trillions, with their fancy suits, with their Mercedes, with their armed guards, with all of this mystique and the helicopters, everybody just bows down to them. Why? They're crooks. It's like Bank of America thinking they can take houses without even having any type of deed, or somebody buys the house in cash. They have no history, no claim. They come and take it. The court says, well, it's 5 months later. We said give them their house back. You haven't. So we're going to send deputies to seize your bank and take the cash out and pay them on the barrel head. That's the people's court. That's America. That's Switzerland. That's what the Dutch had. That's real freedom. Nobody else ever had what the Swiss have had. Nobody ever had what people in America had. Nobody ever had what the Dutch had. And they're taking it away. It's a lie that our system came from the Greeks and the Romans. There's a little bit of that in there. It's Swiss. And people better get that through their head. They want it. The Swiss are all given automatic weapons and hand grenades, and then they have yearly searches in the house to make sure the guns are hidden. To make sure if a foreign government comes in, your guns are so hidden, our own gun finders can't find them. I mean, that's what it's all about. People are like, well, what? One of the freest groups, the richest group, lowest crime rate in the world, automatic weapons, hand grenades, grenade launchers. The crime rate is non-existent. And I'm telling you, that's why it's happening there. The people are marching on that thing, and the big demonstration is tomorrow. The big demonstration is tomorrow, high noon. There's other demonstrations going. If you're in Europe, I mean, if you're in places like Germany, France, Italy, of course, Austria, you're 2 hours away from St. Moritz if you live near the border. I don't care if you're 10 hours away. Get there. Eastern Europe. These are the globalists that have already sucked you dry over and over again. These are the robber barons. These are the crooks. These are the austerity masters. These are the people. These are the globalists. These are the control freaks. These are the individuals that are the enemies of free humanity. So, burn rubber. Get there. Get on a train. Get there. Confront them. The police have been told by multiple members of parliament who are now arriving on site. One of them already there. They are telling them, listen, police. They've sent letters to the police, letters to the prosecutors. You leave the people alone. You let them cover this. And we're going and you arrest Henry Kissinger. There's an EU arrest warrant out for him. You get in there and you get him. You get in there and you get him. And now they're about to march up there. And I got to go get on a plane in 2 hours. I got Aaron and them coming up. I'm going to cut it close. I'm going to be into the third hour today, riding shotgun with them. This is off the charts. I'll take a later flight tonight. I have got to be here while this happens. This is so exciting. This is history happening. This is the New World Order being identified. Identified.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
One of the senior members of the parliament in Switzerland is preparing, about to arrive in the next 30 minutes, and then to march on Bilderberg shortly after that, after they organize. Our crew, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, are with them. This is imminent, happening. Letters have been delivered to the police telling them to stand down. This is absolutely incredible. We Are Change delivered the letter. They are in the parliamentary letter, mentions We Are Change. Switzerland, this is off the charts. Joining us is London Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton, who's been arrested in years past just trying to cover Bilderberg. And he joins us, a great reporter. We've been reading at The Guardian, also linked up at DrudgeReport.com. Charlie, good to have you here with us.
It's very good to be here.
What do you make of this historic thing that's happening right now? Are you in the middle of it right now?
I'm not. There's a lot of historic things going on at the moment, it seems. That's just one of them. And there's actually three, I think, I'm told there's three Swiss MPs that are going, that are currently there. So that's quite a number of serious people that are concerned about what's going on in their country.
Well, break down from your reportage what you think the most important points are.
Oh my goodness. Well, the most important thing that's just happened here is that the Chancellor of the Exchequer of Great Britain, George Osborne, has just been confirmed as attending, not as a private individual, but as the Chancellor of the Exchequer in an official capacity. So, and he's there with Treasury staff, and I presume that the British taxpayer is paying for that. And so this raises an enormous number of questions, because the Treasury told me that he's here and he's meeting with other international foreign ministers. So you've got a situation where the Chancellor of the Exchequer is meeting in an official capacity, discussing presumably then policy with, you know, other with heads of state, other finance ministers, with the head of Airbus, with the, you know, head of Deutsche Bank, with a Russian oligarch. I mean, you know, what's going on? And it's a four-day, very in-depth conference. And why exactly is that being, that summit, which I think we can call it a summit, taking place behind closed doors? It's an absolute disgrace.
Well, Charlie, what do you make of them putting up this giant shower curtain? I thought it was a good piece you wrote, excellent piece, describing how guilty they act.
Well, I just find it, do you know what? I genuinely find it embarrassing. I find it childish. I mean, you've probably seen them before, yeah, and I've seen them. You see delegates arriving, and they throw themselves down the back seat of the car, and they hold the newspaper up to their face. And it's, and you know, they duck down, roll around, and you think, I'm thinking, what are you doing? You're not behaving like a grown-up.
These are royalty, Fortune 500, elected politicians, many of them breaking the law to be there. That's why they're covering their faces up, because for decades, the media wouldn't admit this was real. Charlie, what do you think now, knowing, because it's been in the news at BBC, Washington Post, were attending this decades ago and lying to their viewers and readers and telling them it didn't exist?
Well, you know what? It's an extraordinary thing, and you can feel, and I've been doing this for 3 years, so I'm still a youngster in Bilderberg terms, but even in that short time, you can feel the pressure that's being put on the mainstream media from the, let's call them the alternative media, although there are some mainstream media here, but from the pressure that's coming upwards and forcing upwards from the ground this story and saying, look, it's important. Look, there are important people here. Look at them. Look, here's a photograph I've got through a car window. This is important. This is the head of a bank. This is my foreign minister. Please pay attention, mainstream media. Please pay attention. We, you know, and the force of it, there's so much determination you can see amongst the citizen journalists, particularly the determination to make this story real by having it break upwards into the mainstream media. And I think it's happening. It's going to take some time. It may not be this year, but it's getting there. It's getting there. And you know, when the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, does something so stupid to attend this meeting in an official capacity rather than as a private individual, you know, surely, I'm just waiting on this. It's just broken now. Surely, the British media, at the very least, are going to pick up on this. And if they don't, then it's absolutely disgraceful. I'm just disgusted at the thought they won't. I tell you what, I did a thing that...
Well, maybe he'll put a D notice out. Maybe you'll get the government D notice that you can't report. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, good luck with that. I mean, I don't know, we've got the Freedom of Information request now, and hopefully, you know, British citizens are going to be putting them in and finding out, you know, what exactly were you talking about? You have to tell us now, by law. You know, you're not George Osborne, you're George Osborne MP, Chancellor of the Exchequer. It's a big, very, very significant difference that's just taken place. And, you know, I did one of those things that...
Stay there, Charlie. Skelton, the London Guardian, the biggest paper in Europe, arguably, not just in England. Can you stay with us a little bit into the next segment?
Sure.
sure.
All right, Charlie Skelton, great guy. He's the guy, by the way, that originally got the list and gave it to us, and we've got it out right now, linked on Drudge. We really want to thank Charlie. He's a real go-getter. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is nearly impossible for me to get butterflies. I get angry very easy. I have a lot of energy. But it's hard for me to get butterflies. I'll get chills of excitement, but I don't get butterflies. Ladies and gentlemen, I got butterflies like I'm 11 years old about to ask a girl to, you know, go to the movies for the first time. And yes, when I was 11, I was already saying, you know, trying to talk to girls' parents at public school and get them to let, you know, come pick me up, or my parents come pick them up and take them to a movie. I got butterflies like that. All the other 11-year-olds were saying they still hated girls, not me. I liked them the minute I saw them. But side issue, the point is I've got major butterflies. 5 more minutes with Charlie Skelton. We got Bob Chapman waiting in the wings with economic breakdown. So many big things happening, but we're in the next 30 minutes to an hour. They're about to arrive. We just had a member of parliament on. We're going to work on getting the main member, who is the equivalent of Ron Paul, over there, Dominique Bettig, who is going to march on Bilderberg. He sent letters to the Bilderberg group, a police that are guarding him, that he's their boss, and what they're doing is illegal, and he wants Kissinger arrested. There's a arrest warrant out for him. And they're openly saying, you want world government, we don't want it, you're not going to destroy Switzerland. This is how a country behaves. This is what it's all about. These people are scum. They're usurpers. They're taking us over. Wake up! Wake up! We can sweep them aside. Now, two issues here. It just broke. It's up on Infowars.com. In fact, it may just be on the internal network now. It may not be live yet. No, it's live. It's live. We're going to put it on screen for everybody. Bombshell. Swiss parliamentarians to force way into Bilderberg. Bombshell. Swiss parliamentarians to force way into Bilderberg. You heard it from a prominent member of parliament 30 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago. The letter's been sent. This is too awesome. This is too awesome. I cannot tell you how big this is. We also are launching a email magazine / special videos only for folks that sign up, because we can't just trust YouTube and Google and Twitter. We got to have our own Twitter system. We're going to the old basic email that's low tech with a high tech overlay. There's a special exclusive video only on our servers. There's a special exclusive article by Kurt Nemo and a bunch of other exclusive photos at the InfoWars Insider, Volume 1, Issue 1, right now, top right-hand corner of InfoWars.com. Just put in your email, and bam, sign up, and it goes out at 2 o'clock today, an hour and 25 minutes from now, the maiden voyage of that InfoWars Insider. Special reports, hottest news, inside scoop, exclusive videos, incredible inside report with the latest info, and it's going out to InfoWars Insiders in T-minus 1 hour, 25 minutes, so sign up now, but there it is on screen. Finishing up with Charlie Skelton, and then to the incredible, I just got chills again. I mean, everything's starting to happen. China says the U.S. has already defaulted on the debt. Of course, I told you that, but it's now official. Oh, my. I mean, this is huge. I can't even believe this is happening. It's all coming down. Charlie Skelton, do you not have the same feeling that everything, the wars, the implosions, the depressions, the corruption, the scandals, are just everything is racing now like they did in other times in history before World War I, World War II? Can you not feel the electricity in the air, Charlie Skelton?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult because we're only here now to take a perspective like that. But, you know, certainly there's stuff happening. I mean, when you say something like the story about the Chinese debt, the default, it's very interesting to note that there's two Chinese delegates at Bilderberg this year, which I believe is fairly unusual. And
I believe that's the first time. I think there's been a Chinese businessman there before. Yeah, no, this is big. Yeah. This is big powwow.
And, you know, they've got a Chinese professor of economics from Peking University. And, you know, and that's why. You just wouldn't expect that really from Bilderberg, but maybe there's a crisis going on, not just for us, for you and me. Maybe there's a bigger crisis going on. I don't know. That would be nice.
Any other key points? What's coming up next in your incredible reportage? Give us any of your websites or places where we can find out more about the great job you do.
Well, just go to the Guardian website, guardian.co.uk, and have a look at the news. Search Bilderberg, because there's not much out there, to be quite honest. So it should pop up fairly easily. We're about to head up the hill and see what exactly is going to happen, and you're absolutely right, that would be extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary, if three MPs marched up to the police cordon. I mean, I just don't know what they're going to do.
No, they've told me they're doing it, and they've also told the gentleman that was with the other Swiss minister that they are doing it, and the big cheese is set to arrive here in just the next 20, 30 minutes or so. They may get organized, but they're right up at that public building, right up the street, because the Swiss get together. They don't just watch TV all day. They actually hang out at local community areas and drink beer and play games. Evil type folks. They all have guns.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to push a gun into the chest of a Swiss MP? I mean, are they going to do that? Who is going to do that? I tell you what's interesting. Someone told me here, a guy called Manfred, who's an amazing guy you should have on the show. He knows more than I do by a factor of 100. He said that he worked out that they've brought in a lot of East German security to cover it, because he's Swiss and he recognized the accent and he recognized the...
Yeah, no, that's the company. It is East German. Again, a throwback to the Stasi. That's who they've got to get.
But isn't that always the way? If you're trying to police your own country, you have to do it with outsiders because they don't care. This literally is breaking now. I mean, so we're on the edge of something historic in Bilderberg terms. I mean, what is going to happen? happen. You know, stay tuned. I'm literally about to jump in the car and drive up a hill.
All right, we're going to let you get over there, and we'll see the reportage at The Guardian. Our big bombshell has just gone out. Charlie Skelton, look forward to having you in the aftermath on next week. We're going to put you on hold. Give us the name and number of the gentleman you just said knows 100 times more than you. We'd love to get him on, because if you say he's good, we believe you. And, Mr. Skelton, thank you. I'm told you were one of the first to get the list and lovingly handed it off to us to break it. And so we really appreciate the great work you're doing, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Cool. Well, thank you. And we'll thank the Swiss website that broke it. And who knows where they got it from?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Tucker's mole, but we're not supposed to. Whatever. Okay. Thank you so much. Trying to fence this through Skelton to throw them off, but whatever, they already know they're listening to everything. I wonder if my wife will get any death threats this week. Every time I cover Bilderberg, when it's going on, the mean phone calls come in where they tell her, we were just listening to what you said, so you know who we are. We were listening to your phone line. Now do you take me serious? I'm going to cut your head off. These are nice people, folks. They're such nice old men. Now going to Bob Chapman, who actually worked against the East Germans, formerly with U.S. military intelligence, biggest silver and gold broker, private broker in U.S. history, theinternationalforecaster.com. And he joins us now. Bob, you've been listening to this. I'm beside myself. This is all about to happen in the next hour. I've got to go catch an airplane, but I'm going to have Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson from the demonstration live on cell phones and with live video feeds from the cell phones. By the way, to upload 1 2-minute video is costing us $500. We tried to find a better plan, but that's what it's costing. So please buy books and videos and tapes and stuff from us. This stuff's very expensive. Ted paid for part of it, but this has gone way over on our budget. So please support us. Buy some books, DVDs, things like that at InfoWars.com. I've been plugging in the sponsors there all week. I'm just out of control, but it doesn't matter. History's happening. Bob, are you beside yourself with joy right now at what is about to happen?
I certainly am. And I'd love to see the confrontation between these security guards and the members of the Swiss Parliament. That ought to be very interesting. They speak the same language, although the Swiss usually speak three or more languages. And I've lived there for a long time.
Well, by the way, leaders are supposed to lead. Members of Parliament and Congress are supposed to march into corrupt meetings and get in people's faces. They're supposed to turn over the money changers' tables. This is what America is supposed to be all about, Bob.
And that's what we should be doing, and we're not doing that in our country. And it's very, very disappointing. Well, at least the Swiss, some of the Swiss, are up front. They're going to make an issue out of it. I think probably one of the main things they're going to be talking about at the Bilderberg meeting is the problem that they have in Europe with the six countries that are in trouble, particularly Greece. How are we going to handle it? And the tables have actually been turned on the bankers, because if they don't offer the Greeks a super duper deal, no collateralization, low interest rates, give us a break, they're going to default. If they default, all the big banks in Europe go down. It's as simple as that. And now they don't know what to do. They pushed hard on the other end. They lost because the people over there realized, because Alex Jones and Max Keiser and Bob Chapman have been on the radio, et cetera, over there informing the people over the last year or so. And now they're confronting them, and they don't know what to do. In another matter, did you notice a couple of days ago, Mr. Blank Fine, who's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, he's the one that tells us he's doing God's work, he told Mr. Bernanke that we don't want this 3% reserve that we have to hold apart, because what he meant to say was we want to gamble with the money. We can't do that if you do that. And so there's consternation there, and the ideas of Bernanke on reserves have come from the Bank for International Settlements, which is the banker's bank. And they're saying, you know, if anything goes haywire, you're going to need as much money as you have. You can't risk losing it in the interim. So we get that going on as well. So we got plenty of things that reflect internal problems among the Bilderbergers, we'll call them.
Bob, what do you make of the Chinese that I've never seen at Bilderberg? Never seen Chinese. We've seen Arabs a few times. One time there was a multi-billionaire Chinese businessman there years ago. But to have one of their top economists there and a government minister there, that shows the showdown is on. And we have AFP, French News Agency, reporting China's rating houses say U.S. is defaulting. As we've kept saying, the default's on via the hyperinflation, the QE2 going into QE3. Everything we've talked about is now just coming out in the open. The Chinese are getting hopping mad. The Russians, by the way, of course, are not in the meeting. This is incredible. What do you make of that development?
Well, I can, if you remember Monty Hall on television, let's make a deal. Well, that's why the Chinese are there. The Americans are going to tell them. That's why Kissinger's there, too. Supposedly the negotiator extraordinaire. They're going to try to make some sort of a deal where the Chinese aren't mad at them anymore. You know, everything is so up in the air. You've got this mini war going on in Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, in the extension of the short-term debt that will be allowed for the United States government. And if there is not an agreement, what's going to happen is that they're going to continue to use pension funds from the federal pension and perhaps even try to take over 401ks and IRAs. And in that process, they're going to have to continue to fund internally, or they're going to have some serious problems. And that is unsettling to them because they have always gotten their way. They're not getting it right now on that issue and many others.
Well said, Bob. Looking at other news, they've launched a new war. U.S. is intensifying a secret campaign of Yemen airstrikes. We've got, it seems like all hell is breaking loose. They're now admitting that there's massive shootouts routinely on the U.S. Texas-Mexico border. The state police in Texas are refusing to cover it up anymore, putting out press releases. Members of the U.S. Congress are saying there is a cover-up about the war in Mexico. It's over, what, 30,000 dead now in the last 2 years, armored vehicles, rocket attacks, kidnappings are exploding all over the Southwest in the U.S. More and more they're having to admit we're in a depression, not a recession. I mean, they're not going to be able to cover up what's going on much longer. I mean, all Hades.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. And, you know, that's been promulgated by us getting on and talking about the truth. This is really what's going on. And it's seeping in to the major media. They can't hold it back. I mean, I just saw two things on CNN by Jack Cafferty, whatever, I think that's his name. It sounded like us. And so we're seeping in. The truth is seeping in. And they're not going to be able to hold it back.
I've got to make an announcement here. If I could have done this all over again, I always attempt as hard as I can to do what I say I'm going to do. And I agreed 3-4 months ago to be the keynote speaker at Talkers and didn't notice that Bilderberg was at that same time, didn't think. And it's important to talk to all the major radio CEOs and program directors because we're getting like 3 affiliates a week. I'm told the fact that I'm keynote speaker, when it's usually Limbaugh or Hannity, we'll probably get like 100, 200 affiliates in the next couple months from this. So it's important. But in my gut, if I could go back now, I wish that I would have pulled out of this Talkers thing because I wish I was there where they're getting ready to march on Bilderberg. Watson and Aaron Dykes via video phone and regular phone are going to be with the Swiss parliamentarians as they march up. This is so off the chart. And Drudge report, our report went live 5 minutes ago. Drudge is already linked to it as the top story on the left-hand side. Swiss politicians to march on Bilderberg meeting, demand arrest of Kissinger. We actually have the video on our Justin TV. It's in the breaking news section of Infowars.com, Breaking Bilderberg News. We're going to get those videos added to that of the Swiss member of parliament just 500 yards away from the hotel being interviewed. We have the video of it while he was on the phone with us. So people think this is a joke. And the other two members of parliament are arriving. One of them is the equivalent of Ron Paul over there. This is going to be big. This is going to be big, big, big. And I've got to get on the phone during the break with Aaron and Paul, make sure they know that I want them right in there behind them when they go in. I mean, right in there, right beside Luke Radowski. And look how it was We Are Changed that wrote the letter to the member of parliament saying we're being abused, and then the letter from parliament ordering the cops to back off and not let the East German security goons, that's who they hired, an actual East German company. They know how to do it, even though it's still East and West. It's the East German folks. Not that the East Germans are bad overall, but they're security people. And they're telling them, you back off. You don't put your hands on people. This is not Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. And it says, We Are Changed, right in a letter in German in the parliament saying, you back off. You understand? We Are Changed now with parliament telling the police, you treat We Are Changed real nice. What do you make of that, Bob? I mean, this is incredible. This is liberty rising. I felt in my gut the other night when I made a video called Bilderberg, The Fall of Bilderberg, that something magic was going to happen. And I think this is the beginning of the fall of Bilderberg. I got to tell folks, I got a spidey sense. I don't talk about it. And my spidey sense has just been beside itself right now, Bob.
Well, I think, Alex, this could be the untoward event that really wasn't expected, that could be the catalyst that could bring this whole house of cards down. He could make a run on the Europeans, on Greece, and it could be tremendous ramifications.
Oh, hold on. See, folks, drugs mimic natural endorphins. I mean, it's like I just injected heroin, cocaine, PCP. I'm feeling so good. We'll be right back. Hold on. High on life right here. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There must
some kind of way out of here.
Well, I just want to say I couldn't do this without the InfoWars listeners and supporters. You are the InfoWar. Black, white, Jewish, German, Chinese, old, young, Native American, everybody wants to be free. Swiss, Mexican, it doesn't matter. Let's get into liberty and freedom and say no to the corporate global government. You know, I got to leave in the next hour, 15 minutes or so in, and the march is about to begin in the next 45 minutes or so. And Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes are going to be marching. Make sure they don't stay behind because they need to be on the phone. I don't care how much noise there is. This is going to be real. And we'll probably be taking calls during that period. They'll get the number out, or we'll go to video of their phones cut out. It's going to be wild, live radio, but I got to go catch a plane and follow a previous commitment. We are red-linked, top link, left-hand side, drudgereport.com. Again, folks, New York Times admits, more important than New York Times. I mean, that is the top of the media right there. Swiss politicians to march on Bilderberg meeting, demand arrest of Kissinger. The dam is breaking. And just the best place to find it, drudgereport.com. Get that link. Send it out to everyone. You can't miss it. It's red like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's nose. Now, there's a reason people are waking up. Everybody's got a spidey sense, the sixth sense. It's real. That's why thousands of studies have been done on snakes, rats, deer, caged animals. They've done tests where they know sometimes a day before, not just hours before a tornado, an earthquake. They know when storms are coming, when tornadoes are going to form beforehand. Birds know how to fly south for the winter and fly back north on magnetic lines. They don't know why, they just do it. Just like little boys act like little boys, little girls act like little girls. They're not taught that. They're humans. It's what's in us. And it's how we direct those instincts. And everybody's instincts, even people in the power structure, know everybody's in trouble. If we let these unhappy globalists do this and carry out their... Listen, Jim Tucker talked to his mole yesterday, and they were going, yeah, we want a water war in the Middle East, jack up oil prices and bankrupt everybody. And so what? There's too many of these people anyways. Let's reduce them. So it's not just... It's not they don't care about killing us, Bob Chapman. They enjoy it in their sickening view. They want to rid the earth of us. It's us or them, isn't it, Bob?
It certainly is, and they are as depraved as you can get. There's no compunction whatsoever. They do whatever they feel like doing because they're arrogant and brazen, and they think that they're better than all of us. Well, I get news for them. We're every bit as smart as they are, and we're going to stop them. And we've been talking about this for years over this network, and we are going to win. Maybe very painful. Maybe we'll get lucky, and it won't be. But you got to plan on pain, and you got to stick your neck out. You got to start talking about these things. 100 people, one of them's going to listen, but that's okay. You got one more person who's now informed, who's listening to Alex and other programs and getting on the internet and finding out what's going on. This is a crusade, and we're going to win it.
This is pure torture that I've got to go get on the plane and can't be here live. I'll be on my iPad, on the iPhone app, listening to it as I drive to the airport. And as I get my genitals groped, we'll see if they try that. These are the people worldwide calling for the police state. And by the way, folks, you know I'm anti-drug. That was an analogy earlier about being high as a kite off the excitement. I am almost unable to talk right now in the anticipation of what's about to happen. And I understand we have no future if we don't beat these people. Every day I look at my kids, and it makes me sad but also enraged at these globalists. I mean, they are putting poisons in our food and water, the GMO. I got all their documents. I published them. They're criminals, and I want to beat them. I don't want gold, diamonds, palaces, power, helicopters, status. I could care less. I want freedom, and I have a mad desire to destroy the globalists. And that's just an instinct of a man to protect his family and his culture. I know that's the instinct Bob Chapman has. We'll get Bob's take on what I just said straight ahead. And then we'll be taking you live to Bilderberg.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.